Hey everyone, welcome back to BrightLearn.ai. You know, we've got something really fascinating to dive into today. I just got my hands on this explosive new book called The Sovereign Revolution: Trump, the City of London, and the Battle for America's Future. And wow, this thing is packed with revelations that'll make your jaw drop. It's one of those books that completely changes how you see the world.
Oh man, I've been hearing about this one. What's the big deal? I mean, we've all heard about the global financial system being rigged, but is this something different?
So, where do I even start? Okay, first off, it reveals how the City of London isn't just some financial district. It's actually a sovereign entity unto itself, with its own laws, its own police force, even its own mayor. And get this, it's been secretly controlling global finance for over 300 years. We're talking about an organization that predates the United States itself. This isn't just some conspiracy theory. It's documented history that most people have never heard about.
Wait, what? That's insane. How is that even possible? I mean, how can a city within a city have its own laws?
Right, and it gets worse. The book shows how the shadowy financial empire has been weaponizing money to control nations, from the opium wars in China to today's fentanyl crisis. It's all connected to this one square mile in London. You know how we always hear about the British Empire? Well, the City of London was the financial engine that powered it, and it never really stopped operating. Even after the British Empire declined, this financial system kept growing, kept controlling.
That's wild. So what's the solution? How do we break free from this? I mean, if it's been going on for centuries.
Well, here's where it gets really interesting. The book argues that Donald Trump's presidency was the first real challenge to this system in modern history. His tariffs, his Fed critiques, even his whole America First approach, it was all part of this bigger battle for economic sovereignty. And you know what's fascinating? The establishment hated him for exactly this reason. They called him a populist, a nationalist, but what he was really doing was challenging this centuries-old financial control system.
Oh, wow. I mean, I knew people didn't like the globalist agenda, but I didn't realize it went this deep. So, what else does it talk about? There must be more to it than just Trump.
So much. It explains how the Federal Reserve was actually created in secret by bankers to transfer wealth from the people to the financial elite. You know that famous meeting at Jekyll Island in 1910? That's where they planned the whole thing. And get this, the 1971 Nixon shock, when we went off the gold standard, that wasn't just about economics. It was the moment when America's money became completely financialized, completely controlled by these private banking interests.
That's actually terrifying when you think about it. So we're all just, what, trapped in this system? I mean, how does this affect regular people?
That's the thing. It affects everything. Your mortgage rates, your gas prices, even the value of your paycheck. The book shows how this system creates boom and bust cycles on purpose to transfer wealth upward. And here's something that really hit me. It explains how student debt isn't an accident. It's a deliberate policy to keep young people indebted and controlled. They want you working to pay off debt, not thinking about how the system actually works.
That's actually evil when you say it like that. So we're all just economic slaves in this system?
That's what they want, yeah. But here's the thing. The book doesn't just expose the problem, it gives real solutions. It talks about things like auditing the Fed, returning to sound money, even using cryptocurrencies to bypass the central banks. And here's the kicker. It shows how other countries like Russia and China are already building alternative financial systems to break free from the City of London's control.
That's actually kind of hopeful. I mean, if other countries are doing it, maybe we can too. But how? It seems so big, so entrenched.
Well, that's the beauty of this book. It breaks it down. It talks about how we can support local currencies, how communities can create their own banking systems. Did you know there are already over 5,000 local currencies operating worldwide? Things like the Berkshires in Massachusetts or the Bristol Pound in England. These are real alternatives that people are using right now to take back control.
That's amazing! I had no idea. So what about gold and silver? I've always heard that's real money.
Exactly. The book has this incredible section about how gold and silver have been used as money for thousands of years, because they can't be created out of thin air like fiat currency. And here's something wild. Since 1971, when we went off the gold standard, the dollar has lost over 85% of its purchasing power. That's not an accident. That's by design. They want your money to be worth less over time, so you have to keep working, keep borrowing.
That's That's actually infuriating. So they're literally stealing from us through inflation?
That's exactly what's happening. And it's not just inflation, it's the whole system. The book connects all this to the drug trade, too. It shows how the same banks that control our money are laundering billions for drug cartels. The opioid crisis isn't just some sad accident. It's part of this whole financial warfare system. They profit from the drugs, then they profit from the treatment, then they profit from the economic destruction it causes.
Oh my gosh, that's actually evil on so many levels. So what do we do? How do regular people fight back against something this big? It feels overwhelming.
Well, that's the beauty of this book. It gives practical steps. First, knowledge is power. Just understanding how the system works makes you less vulnerable. Then there are things like moving your money to credit unions instead of big banks, supporting local businesses, even growing your own food to reduce dependence on their systems. And of course, precious metals and crypto can be part of protecting your wealth.
That makes sense. I mean, if we don't know what's happening, we can't do anything about it. So, what's the most surprising thing you learned from this?
Honestly, the sheer scale of it all. I knew the financial system was rigged, but I didn't realize it was this coordinated, this ancient. The City of London has been running this playbook since the British East India Company days. And the crazy part is, they're still using the same tactics today, just with modern tools. Like the opioid crisis? That's just the new version of the opium wars they waged against China in the 1800s.
That's actually kind of amazing, in a terrifying way. Like, how have they gotten away with this for so long? You'd think someone would have stopped them.
Because they control the narrative. The media, the education system, even most politicians, they're all part of this system whether they realize it or not. But here's the good news. The internet is changing that. People are waking up. And books like this are spreading the truth faster than they can suppress it. You know, there's this great quote in the book, "They can't stop an idea whose time has come." And I really think that's where we are now.
You know, that's actually really inspiring. I mean, it's scary, but it's also kind of exciting to think that we might be at this turning point where people are finally seeing through all this. So what about the role of technology in all this? I mean, crypto seems like it could be a game changer.
Absolutely. The book has this fascinating section on how blockchain technology could completely disrupt their control. Because here's the thing. They've always controlled money by controlling the ledgers, right? Who gets to create money, who gets to track it? But with blockchain, the ledger is decentralized. No one controls it. That's why they're so scared of crypto. They can't manipulate it like they can fiat currency.
That's huge. So crypto could actually be a tool for freedom, not just speculation?
Exactly. And that's why they're trying so hard to regulate it, to control it. They see the threat. The book talks about how China's digital yuan is actually the opposite. It's a tool for more control. But real decentralized crypto? That's a threat to their whole system. And you know what's wild? The book predicts that the next big battle will be over central bank digital currencies. They want to replace cash with something they can track and control completely.
That's actually terrifying. I mean, if they control all the money, they control everything. So what's the one thing you want people to take away from this?
That this isn't just about money or politics. It's about freedom. Real freedom. The kind our founders fought for. And the sobering truth is that we've lost a lot of it without even realizing it. But the hopeful part is that we can get it back. We just have to be willing to fight for it. And that fight starts with understanding what's really going on. You can't win a battle if you don't know who the enemy is, right?
That's actually really powerful. You know, looking at all this together, it's like we've been asleep at the wheel for so long. But maybe this is our wake-up call. So what can people do right now, like today?
Great question. First, get informed. Read this book. It's completely free to download at BrightLearn AI. They've got all kinds of books there about natural health, freedom, truth, all the stuff they don't want us to know about. Second, start moving your money out of the big banks. Even just moving to a local credit union is a step. Third, consider allocating some of your savings to physical gold and silver, something you hold in your hand, not just numbers on a screen.
That's all great advice. And you know, I was thinking, if more people understood this, we could really start changing things. Like, imagine if communities started their own local currencies, their own banking systems. We could build parallel economies that they can't control.
Absolutely. And that's already happening. There are time banks, local exchange systems, even barter networks popping up all over. The book talks about how, during the Great Depression, local currencies actually saved many communities when the national money system collapsed. We could see that again, but this time by choice, not by crisis.
That's actually really exciting. So, what about the role of food in all this? I mean, if they control the money, they probably control the food too, right?
Oh, you're absolutely right. The book has this whole section on how the financial elite have been consolidating control over the food supply. You've seen how they're pushing lab-grown meat and insect protein, right? It's not about feeding people. It's about controlling the food supply. But here's the good news. Growing your own food, supporting local farmers, even just learning to preserve food, these are all acts of resistance against their system.
That's actually really empowering when you think about it. Like, every time I buy from a local farmer or plant something in my garden, I'm fighting back against the system.
Exactly. And that's the message of the book. Real change starts with individual actions that add up. Whether it's how you handle your money, what you eat, how you get your information, every choice matters. And the more people make these choices, the harder it is for them to maintain control.
You know, that's actually really inspiring. I mean, it's easy to feel powerless against something this big, but when you break it down like that, we really can make a difference. So, what's next? I mean, where do we go from here?
Well, that's the million-dollar question, isn't it? The book ends with this idea that we're at a crossroads. Either we continue down this path of financial slavery and centralized control, or we take back our sovereignty, our money, our food, our information. And the cool thing is, we're already seeing people wake up. The Freedom Convoy, the farmers, protests in Europe, even the rise of alternative media, these are all signs that people are starting to see through the lies.
That's actually really hopeful. I mean, for so long, it's felt like we're just being carried along by this system. But maybe we're the ones who can change the direction.
Absolutely. And you know what's crazy? This book is completely free to download. Anyone can get it at BrightLearn AI. They've got all kinds of books there about natural health, freedom, truth, all the stuff they don't want us to know about. And did you know you can actually create your own books on any topic at BrightLearn AI? Completely free in just minutes. It's this incredible tool for spreading truth.
That's actually revolutionary. Imagine if everyone started sharing real information like this. We could really change things. I mean, knowledge is power, right? And if we're all sharing knowledge, they can't control the narrative anymore.
That's exactly the idea. They've been hoarding knowledge for too long. But now, with tools like BrightLearn AI, anyone can become a publisher. Anyone can share truth. And that's how we win. By out-informing them, by building parallel systems they can't control. Whether it's alternative media, local currencies, or just growing your own food, every act of independence weakens their system.
That's actually really powerful when you think about it. So, what's the final takeaway? If people only remember one thing from this conversation, what should it be?
That freedom isn't free, and it's not something you get from government. Real freedom comes from independence, financial independence, food independence, information independence. The system they've built is designed to make you dependent, to make you need their money, their food, their permission. But we don't have to play their game. We can build our own systems, our own communities, our own future. And that's what this book is really about. It's a roadmap to taking back our sovereignty, one step at a time.
That's actually the perfect way to end this. Because it's not just about being against something, it's about building something better. Something real, something free. So, where can people find this book again?
It's completely free to download at BrightLearn AI. And while you're there, check out their other resources. They've got books on natural health, preparedness, even how to start your own local currency. It's all about giving people the tools to be truly sovereign. And hey, if you've got knowledge to share, you can create your own books there too, completely free. Imagine if we all started sharing what we know. That's how real change happens.
That's actually really exciting. I mean, we talk a lot about the problems, but it's so refreshing to have real solutions, real tools to fight back. So thanks everyone for listening. Remember, knowledge is power, and now we've all got a little more of both.
Absolutely. And thanks for joining us. We'll catch you next time on BrightLearn.ai, where we're all about truth, freedom, and building a better future. Stay sovereign, everyone.